If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Blaze Radio Network.
And now, Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher.
So if you're traveling around Cape Town, South Africa, and you're wondering, oh my gosh, what is that nauseating stench? It is a ship that has been docked at the port carrying 19,000 cows. Now, according to many Cape Town residents, it's the worst stench they've ever come across in their lives. Now, the El Kuwaiti ship has been anchored in Cape Cod for a couple of days. City officials in charge of water and sanitation said the ship was due to leave Monday night. So hopefully it's gone now. I don't know if the stench is gone. I don't know. It's heading to Iraq from Brazil, stopped off in Cape Town to get feed for the cattle. Okay. Now, I guess the agents boarded the ship to, you know, of course, assess the condition of the ship and said in a statement, "This smell is indicative of the awful conditions the animals endure, having already spent 2.5 weeks on board with a buildup of feces and ammonia. Many people say it ruined their day." Many people that are working around the harbor closer to where the ship is docked say the smell was overwhelming, and I tend to know how they feel. I grew up in dairy country in Michigan, right here in the the Tuscola County, Michigan, and during the summertime, holy cow, that was good fresh country air smell from the dairy cows in the middle of the summer. The cow patties do create quite a stench. So they were all stuck on this ship. Had to be just terrible. And I'm sure that all the PETA people and the NSPCA people do not want to have live cattle exported by sea. But, you know, how else are you going to move them? That's a long walk across the ocean from Brazil to Iraq. Just saying. Welcome. Welcome to Chewing the Fat. Have you ever used those chatbots on websites? You know, when you log on to the site and then the chatbot comes up, "How may I help you?" And you think that, that's just a human sitting there on the other end of that website. Yeah, no, it's not. It's not. It's AI. And so, you know, they don't always get things right. Wait, what? I know. It's a shock. So this story out of Canada in 2022, a couple years ago now, a guy by the name of Jake Moffat asked a chatbot for help booking a last-minute flight to attend his grandmother's funeral. The chatbot told him to book the flight and request a refund within 90 days. However, Air Canada then denied his $450 refund, saying, "Yeah, bereavement abatements, you can't apply those retroactively." Well, he was like, "But the chatbot told me that's what I had to do." Well, Air Canada initially said, "Well, I'll tell you what, we'll give you a $200 coupon and we'll update the chatbot." No. So he took it to court, I guess, you know, Canada's civil tribunal. And the airline's arguments were, "Hey, the chatbot is a separate legal entity responsible for its own actions. We have nothing to do with it." Really? Because it's on your website? Yeah. And look, you know what? You shouldn't have trusted the chatbot. You should have double-checked the info. Oh, so it was on me to know that your chatbot was wrong. Okay. So one of the judges, the tribunal member, called the arguments remarkable, which I guess is Canadian for ridiculous. So they, you know, ruled in his favor. Now, after the ruling, the airline has now removed the chatbot services from its website. So does that mean that a robot lost his job to a human? Probably not. Probably just that company's chatbot has been fired, and now there'll just be a new chatbot company for you to deal with when you have to deal with Air Canada or any other airlines. Just remember to double check. The robot isn't always correct. And I know if you, like me, thought that was just a real person hanging out at the website offices waiting for me to log on to the website, and then they were like, hey, how can I help you? I know, it's not a human. It's a robot. Weird. You know, I told you yesterday, I went through the drive-thru this past weekend where I asked for a couple of items, and the voice on the other end of the drive-thru said, how many is a couple? And so I don't know if that was a human or a robot. If it was a robot, I'm teaching him. You, hopefully now if someone goes through the line and says, hey, let me have a couple of those, the robot will go, that means two. I don't know if that will work for the stupid human that doesn't know what a couple is. But for the chatbot, probably will work. Okay, full disclosure, I have run for Pope before. Multiple times, actually. But I have run for Pope in the past. So when I do Catholic stories, I just want you to know that I believe that I could be Pope, and I was not voted in. The white smoke blew, and it wasn't for me. So there was a funeral of a renowned transgender activist in New York held at the St. Patrick's Cathedral in Manhattan last week. The funeral was for Cecilia Gentile. The mass has created a big scandal. Now, I would believe that today's Pope may tell the New York Roman Catholic Archdiocese to, back off a little. But in a written statement, the Reverend Enrique Salvo, pastor of St. Patrick's, thanked those who share our outrage over the scandalous behavior at the funeral on Thursday. The cathedral only knew that family and friends were requesting a funeral mass for a Catholic and had no idea our welcome and prayer would be degraded in such sacrilegious and deceptive way. Okay. Videos of Gentile's funeral show an estimated audience of more than 1,000, including transgender people and other friends and supporters, chanting her name, applauding, singing, and offering praise of her stature as a leading light in the city's LGBTQ community. I believe that they called her the mother of all whores in the church. And I know that Billy Porter, whose singing performance during the funeral was characterized by the group as a mockery of Our Father prayer. Now, the Archdiocese of New York has done a mass of reparation because the scandal occurred at America's Parish Church. Makes it worse and took place as Lent was beginning, the annual 40-day struggle with the forces of sin and darkness. It's a potent reminder of how much we need prayer, reparation, repentance, grace, and mercy to which this holy season invites us. That's Salvo, the pastor. The cardinal directive offered appropriate massive reparation. So we'll see. I'd be interested to see if the Pope responds to this, because the Pope is welcoming to all, right? The Pope is welcoming to all, and we must give forgiveness to all. That doesn't mean we can be sacrilegious in our places of worship, though. Does it? I mean, even in the documentary Highlander, the churches are sacred ground. There's no battles going on sacred ground. So have we lost that? Are churches no longer sacred ground? I mean, it feels like we have, but in my heart, I believe that we haven't. Churches still are sacred ground. I mean, you can do whatever you want outside of being on sacred ground. Whatever you want is fine. Just when you're on sacred ground, tone it down. You can quote me on that. When you're on sacred ground, tone it down. And I know that Gentile's family denied that the church was deceived about the gathering. And they said the only thing is that the church is hypocrisy and anti-trans hatred. Well, I will say, as the former sex worker who suffered addiction and was jailed. She founded the COIN Clinic, short for Cecilia's Occupational Inclusion Network, a free health program for sex workers through the Callan Lord Community Health Organization in New York. I will say that if the church knew that who this funeral was for, I mean, I would guess that they probably have a pretty good idea of what kind of funeral it's going to be. But I still stand by, if it's on sacred ground, tone it down.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Real soap. Old school, hand-poured, made from scratch, and old school means that soap cleans while moisturizing in a way most commercial bars simply don't, and that's by design, by the way. Raw goat milk makes this soap, Quinn Pittman's soap, special, creamy, and soft with a rich, sudsy lather. All the essential proteins and nutrients are preserved in goat milk soap and delivered in a finished bar of real soap. If you didn't already know this, some of the best soap on the market today is made from goat milk, and that's something Quinn Pittman found out at an early age. And he's been making it from his own herd of goats ever since. With the help of his parents, he started Quinn's Goat Soap, and today they ship out amazing soaps all over the country. It smells amazing, feels great on your skin. Quinn and his family are very proud of their product, and they should be, and they want you to know about it. But it doesn't just stop at soap for your skin. Quinn's company also makes amazing laundry soap, which will leave your clothes clean and smelling fresh. Why use harsh detergents on your clothes when you could be using something natural and handmade? Yeah, that's where you need to go to qpgoatsoap.com. That's Quinn Pittman's, the goat king. That's his company, qpgoatsoap.com. You can use the offer code Jeffy for 10% off your total order. That's qpgoatsoap.com, qpgoatsoap.com. Go ahead, use that offer code Jeffy. Take a discount. The Goat King is willing to make that happen when you purchase products from him. qpgoatsoap.com, qpgoatsoap.com. You should know that no one supports zoos more than this show, or more than me. I am a big believer in zoos. So the USA Today, their Reader's Choice voting for the best zoo in America, the nominees are already out, and you can vote for them. You have until Monday, March 4th at noon to pick. I think you can vote at least once a day for your favorite zoo, or maybe you want to vote for multiple zoos, but the winners will be announced March 15th. Now, I will say that I went through the list of nominees for that you can vote for, and I'm a little disappointed that Zoo Tampa at Lowry Park is not on this list. I don't know what the deal is. I don't know why USA Today hates Zoo Tampa at Lowry Park, but we need to change that. And if it's their hatred, or if it's Zoo Tampa at Lowry Park has slipped up on their game a little bit, let's pick it up. Both parties need to pick it up just a little bit. Let's get Zoo Tampa at Lowry Park back on this list, because we have the Audubon Zoo in New Orleans, Louisiana, Brevard Zoo in Melbourne, Florida, Central Park Zoo, New York City, Cheyenne Mountain Zoo, Colorado Springs, Colorado, Cincinnati Zoo and Botanical Garden in Cincinnati, Honolulu Zoo. We have the Living Desert Zoo in Garden State Park in Carlsbad, New Mexico. We have the Louisville Zoo. That would be in Louisville, Kentucky. We have the Minnesota Zoo. Big surprise, Apple Valley, Minnesota. We have the North Carolina Zoo, Asheboro, North Carolina. We have the Oakland Zoo Conservation Society of California. Yep, you guessed it. That's in Oakland, California. Omaha's Henry Doorly Zoo and Aquarium. That is a beautiful, that may actually come in number one. Rolling Hills Zoo in Salina, Kansas. St. Louis Zoo, St. Louis, Missouri. San Antonio Zoo, San Antonio, Texas. San Diego Zoo. Seneca Park Zoo in Rochester, New York. Woodland Park Zoo in Seattle. Zoo Boise, I know, you guessed it, Boise, Idaho, and Zoo Montana in Billings, Montana. Those are your nominees for the Best Zoo in America, the Reader's Choice Awards from USA Today. Again, you have until March 4th to vote for your Best Zoo from USA Today's Reader's Choice. You can vote once a day through March 4th at noon Eastern. 10 winners will be announced on Friday the 15th. So there's more awards to vote for, and you can check the leaderboard. Let's check the leaderboard. Yep, Omaha's Henry Doorly Zoo and Aquarium in Omaha, Nebraska is number one as of right now on the leaderboard. It does not say how many votes they got, though. Cincinnati, North Carolina, Honolulu, Cheyenne, Brevard, San Diego, St. Louis, Audubon, and Zoo Montana are the top 10 as of right now. So that's your current Best Zoo leaderboard. So good luck. Good luck to all. Speaking of zoos, I see where Zoo Knoxville, who I didn't remember saying on the Best Zoos in America, they are moving their elephants. They are, I know, I'm bummed. They're moving them to an elephant sanctuary. Now, are they moving the elephant sanctuary? Is that still in Tennessee? Are they moving it to Florida? They're moving to Hohenwald. This is a home to a community of aging elephants in an elephant sanctuary in Middle Tennessee. So that's where the sanctuary is. Anyway, they have three elephants that they're shipping out, and they're going to be done with elephants at the Zoo Knoxville. Very sad. So apparently, Jana and Edie, or yeah, I guess it's Edie, Jana and Edie, E-D-I-E, have crates that from other zoos. But Tonka, the 16,000-pound elephant, he's got to have a crate of his own. And there's not a box this size in the Western Hemisphere, according to the zoo. So I guess they're going to, you know, come up with this new this new box, I'm sorry, crate, to move the old elephants down the road, and look for it in Tennessee in the coming months as you have the tractor trailer hauling the elephants around and heading to the elephant sanctuary in Middle Tennessee. So now there's not going to be any more elephants at the zoo in Knoxville, and they're just going to use the elephant enclosure for white rhinos. So the elephants are getting pushed out. No more elephants to see at the zoo at Zoo Knoxville, just white rhinos. I don't know if they're even going to have a sign. Is there going to be a sign that says, hey, this is where Tonka, Jana, and Eddie used to live? Now we've shipped them off to a nursing home, and they're just waiting to die. That's what they're doing at Zoo Knoxville. They're just shipping the old elephants off, and they're not bringing in any new ones. So get over there if you want to see the elephants before they get shipped off to elephant nursing home. Oh, I'm sorry, the sanctuary. All right, let's go to the break room. I need something cold to drink desperately. All right, be sure to follow me on all the social media platforms. You can follow me on X at JeffyJFR. You can follow me on Instagram and Facebook. It's Jeff Fisher Radio. You can follow me on my YouTube channel, Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher. You can always order a Cameo from me at JeffyJFR on the Cameo app. I believe on the Cameo website, it's just Jeff Fisher. Now, it's not free. You're gonna, you know, that's the way the deal is. Cameo's like my pimp, and you know, they take their cut. So everybody gets their cut. You order the Cameo, and you know, you tell Cameo whether you want me to be happy, glad, sad, mad, mean, and I do it. I'm their trained monkey, and then everybody is happy. That's the way that works. You can always email the show, chewingthefat@theblaze.com. I did get a couple of emails. One from Bob, who was commenting. I did a story on the lawsuit, the class action lawsuit against Match Group, that complains that Tinder, Hinge, and the League are addictive and harmful to mental health, and so they're trying to, you know, hold the tech company accountable for online addiction in court. We'll see how that works out. However, Bob came up with a $1 million idea and emailed me about it. I probably shouldn't even say anything because it's too good of an idea and I should use it, but I'm throwing it out there for you, the Chewing the Fat listener. Okay. Bob says, hey, love your show. Love you too, Bob. Thanks. And Bob claims to have not missed an episode in a long time. So I appreciate Bob for reaching out. Okay. So he has come up with an idea for a new dating app. Maybe the Match Group could run with this and give Bob his cut, or you can reach out to me, always, chewingthefatattheblaze.com. The dating app called Dirty Laundry. All right? Just put it, he wants to see what happens. Typical profile, he gives an example of what a profile might be on Dirty Laundry. Hey, I'm 6'2", weigh 160. Boy, I don't remember the last time I weighed 160 pounds. Anyway, probably like kindergarten. 6'2", weigh 160. He doesn't say that in the email. That's just me commenting. And was recently released from jail. I don't have a job and not really wanting one. Kind of living in my 1970 GMC van. I've been told that I may have a drug and alcohol addiction. I really don't recall doing anything too bad. If you're interested in a good time and a scenic views of San Francisco alleys, I'm your man. Also, I have some hookups with a couple of restaurants that give me leftover food. If this lifestyle is attractive to you, please downswipe and let the fun begin. I mean, that's a good idea. Now, Bob says he thinks it may work. He believes it may work. Getting the skeletons out in front. Get them out there right now. And I think it's a good idea, too. So I probably shouldn't have said anything because it's a $1 million idea. Somebody's going to use it and we're not going to see a dime from it, Bob. But I love the idea of the dating app, Dirty Laundry. And by the way, swiping down when you want the date. Absolutely love it. And the other email came from Mike, and Mike was letting me know that he was following the rules of subscribership to Chewing the Fat. One of the rules, one of the main rules from if you're a subscriber to Chewing the Fat, if you're listening to this show right now and you're not a subscriber, well, you need to be, and you're just a freeloader, okay? Everybody likes free stuff. The podcast is free to listen to and subscribe to, but nobody likes a freeloader. So if you're just listening on a friend's platform, subscribe yourself, okay? So Mike was telling me that he was following the rules of subscribership. And the main rule of subscribership is that when someone asks you, hey, what are you listening to? As a subscriber to Chewing the Fat, you have to answer Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher. Now, I know you're going to be listening to other stuff. I get it. We all listen to multiple things every day, if not weekly. I get it. We all listen to a bunch of things. But when you have your headphones in and someone says, hey, what are you listening to? You have to answer Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher. I don't care what you're listening to. Your answer has to be Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher. And Mike was saying that he was laughing out loud at work, and a coworker said, what are you listening to? And he wants a pat on the back and lets me know that he is, of course, responding in the proper way, Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher. So thank you, Mike, for following the rules. We appreciate it. Jeez. Okay, nothing's gonna, you know, the Chewing the Fat police won't show up at your door this week. So we have another lottery lawsuit? I guess I don't know that we have an outcome from this case. This was back in December, so a couple months ago. But it's another lawsuit with the Florida Lottery. Apparently, the Florida Lottery wants the state judge to dismiss the claim of negligent infliction of emotional distress from a lawsuit alleging a man was led to believe he'd won $15 million. So James Curry sued the lottery, alleging emotional distress from a mix-up and faulting the lottery for erasing surveillance video. So I'm not sure why, what the deal is with the video surveillance, but the lottery claims that this guy failed to scratch off the entirety of the scratch-off ticket. Now, he scratched it off, and apparently they posed with pictures with him saying he'd won $15 million. And then they said, ooh, hey, no, look at that. You did not scratch off the entire ticket, which apparently would have turned a winning six into a losing 6-5. I mean, nobody caught that until after they took pictures with the guy. Okay. Well, so now he's claiming physical, hey, we've got emotional distress. And the lottery says, hey, you can't have emotional distress without some kind of physical harm. And so we'll see what happens with this case. But kind of weird that the lottery didn't catch it before they took pictures with the guy, right? Congratulations, you won. And then, oh, yeah, no, we actually looked at the ticket now, and it's wrong. Kind of weird. I know, kind of weird. I mean, we see the scratch-off winners all the time. There were stories of lottery winners winning $5 million on scratch offs, wins $1 million from $50 on a scratch off. So people are winning money from the scratch offs. And you know what? You can't win if you don't play. Am I right? I know. The odds are not in your favor, but it's tough not to play. You know, we've got the Mega Millions drawing. That happens tonight. If you're listening live, today is the 20th of February, 2024. That jackpot is $493 million. $231.1 million cash payout. Man, that would be a nice win. And Powerball is Wednesday, tomorrow, the 21st of February, with a $348 million jackpot, $164.3 million cash payout. So there's not been a winner in either of those in quite some time. So good luck. And if you have the winning ticket, man, make sure you document it. I mean, take pictures of the website with the numbers, take pictures of your lotto ticket, put them all in a safe, and then contact whoever you need to contact before you go collect your money. Get all your ducks in a row before you go get your money. And I mean all your ducks in a row, even the little ducks. Little ducks, big ducks, all ducks in a row before you walk over there. Yes, I'm here to collect my money.
Mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Who died today? Who died today? Well, let's begin with Cagney Lynn Carter, dead at the age of 36. Very sad. She's an adult film actress who was reportedly found dead after an apparent suicide. If you or someone you know is struggling, have them call 988. It's the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and the cost is free. 988 is the Suicide Crisis and Lifeline. They claimed, this happened in Ohio, they claimed that even in her darkest days, she still showed up to the studio, always ready to learn, contribute, better herself in whatever small way she could manage. I mean, she was in 320 adult films. I know she established her career in the mid-2000s, won two AVN Awards, including one in the 2010 for Best New Starlet. And apart from pole fitness and performing both on camera and live as a dancer, Carter, with a K, was also an adult model. So I don't want anyone to commit suicide, but I mean, there are some jokes in here, but I'm not going to do them. Rest in peace, Cagney Lynn Carter, dead at the age of 36. Angela Chow, dead at the age of 50. The Foremost Group CEO, Angela Chow, sister-in-law to Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, pronounced dead after her car went into a pond at a private property located about 40 miles west of Austin, Texas. Huh. Isn't that interesting? She just drove into this pond? Oh, okay. I guess it was an accident. There's no details on the accident at this time. The Blanco County Sheriff's Office said that responded to a possible water rescue on a private ranch. There's no report on who owned the ranch. And they arrived and they found the body of Angela Chow in the pond in her car. They got her out of there. They tried to resuscitate her for a long time. It was 40 or 50 minutes. And 43 minutes, and could not bring her back to life. So what did she do wrong? She's the sister of Elaine Chow, who is married to Mitch McConnell. And so there's a lot of deep ties, deep state ties for this lady. So rest in peace. But I'm looking forward to finding out how this accident happened to Angela Chow. Rest in peace, dead at the age of 50. We continue on with who died today. Prahalad Gujjar, age 34. Rest in peace, dead. Prahalad went into a lion enclosure, and apparently he was trying to take a selfie, and the lion was having none of it. He climbed a wall and a chain link fence of the Siravenkaswara Zoological Park in Tarupati, India, and jumped into the enclosure despite warnings from a zoo employee. They were saying, "Hey, Prahala, how about no? Don't do that." But he did. And then the animal was like, "Ooh, he jumped into my cage. You shouldn't have done that." And the lion was like, "I'm just going to go ahead and attack." And so he did. And they tried to save him, but the animal dragged the man inside the enclosure. He was dead within 10 minutes. And so now the 12-year-old lion after that was put into his night house. So he's supposed to suffer. The lion's supposed to suffer because this dude jumped in to get a selfie and the lion was just in the middle of his nightly smoke before he went to his nighttime beddy bag. And I was like, "Hey, I got a little extra snack tonight. Okay, let's do this." So don't be hurting the lion, man. I know, listen, I'm a believer in humans first, no question. However, there are times when humans are dumb, and Prahalad Gujjar, 34, was kind of dumb. He should not have climbed over the wall and chain link fence at the Srivenkaswaswara Zoological Park in Tirupati, India. Is it Tirupati? Tirupati? T-I-R-U-P-A-T-I, India. I'm sure it's beautiful this time of year. Just don't climb into the lion's den, okay? Just don't do it. So rest in peace. Prahalad Gujar, dead at the age of 34. Now, then in New York, we have a human leg that was found in the subways on the tracks of an Uptown 4 train between 167th and 170th Street in the Bronx. They don't know where the leg came from. They don't know, obviously, who it belongs to. And thankfully, there were some minor service disruptions, but not that much. We got the trains back running on time again. And so if you have any information about the leg that they found in the subway in New York, you know, give the police a call. Let them know. Hey, I know a guy. There's a guy walking around with one leg missing, or is a guy actually missing and we just didn't find the rest of his body? We don't know. We don't know. But you can help out NYC and, you know, help with information if you have any information on the leg that was found in the subway. Then I see where Yulia Nedelvani, she is the widow of Alexei Nedelvani, and she has said that she's going to continue her husband's work. And she posted a video on social media. She says she wants to build a free Russia. She asked supporters to share with me the rage, the fury, anger, hatred for theirs who dare to, for those who dare to kill our future. She and other relatives say the morgue officials have blocked them from seeing Alexei's body, and that the spokesperson said his body wouldn't be returned to the family for at least another 2 weeks, and she's accused Putin of murdering her husband. So I would, this is just me thinking out loud, that it's possible that she may end up in a Who Died Today segment in the near future. But you never know. Plenty of animals in Chewing the Fat today, and there, this is one more. Mutant wolves roaming the Chernobyl exclusion zone have developed cancer-resilient genomes that could hold the key to developing a cure for cancer in humans. Then let's get to it. High radiation levels have plagued the Chernobyl exclusion zone. Really? No kidding. So humans have abandoned the 1,000-square-mile Chernobyl exclusion zone. And I think they were forced to leave, but let's go ahead and call it abandoned. And it allowed the wildlife to reclaim the area in the 38 years since the worst nuclear disaster in history. Yeah. Despite exposure to cancer-causing radiation, the irradiated wolves appear to have developed protective mutations that make them resilient to cancer. Yeah, all you got to do is, you know, hang out in the exclusion zone, and you're fine. So Kara Love is the evolutionary biologist and ecotoxologist, love that, with Shane Campbell, Station's lab at Princeton University. Love them. They've been studying the mutant wolves in the Chernobyl exclusion zone for a decade. In 2014, Love and her colleagues took blood samples of the wolves in Chernobyl to understand how the animals reacted to the cancer-causing radiation. Scientists also fitted the wolves with radio collars to track their locations and their radiation exposure. We get real-time measurements of where they are and how much radiation they're exposed to. The research shows that wolves in the CEZ are exposed to upward of 11.2 millirem of radiation every single day of their entire lives, over six times the legal limit for human workers. So all you got to do is go in, go into the CEZ without your little suit on and you're fine. You're not going to get cancer. The mutant wolves have altered immune systems similar to cancer patients undergoing radiation treatment. Genetic analysis suggests that parts of the wolves' genome have developed some resilience to cancer. Furthermore, there was a promising discovery that specific regions of the wolf genome appear to be resilient to increased cancer risk. So let's get to it. Let's get to it now. So last year, scientists at the University of South Carolina from the National Human Genome Research Institute, and I love the National Human Genome Research Institute, examined the DNA of 302 feral dogs. The study said the feral dogs living near Chernobyl power plant showed distinct genetic differences from dogs living 10 miles away from the disaster site. So in 2011, a study found that birds in the CEZ had smaller brains. So who cares? I mean, if the wolves or the dogs or the birds have smaller brains, sorry about it. We still need you, and we need your genomes to help us beat cancer. So let's get on that, okay? Yeah, just head into the CEZ, and you will be fine. I mean, maybe we all just need to live in the CEZ. I know that the World Health Organization, WHO, not the band, the group, Director General, has issued a new warning about the likelihood of Disease X breaking out, telling global world leaders it's a matter of when, not if, a new pathogen and pandemic will strike. Now, the Director General goes by his first name, Tedros. Yeah, because nobody can pronounce his last name. G-H-E-B-R-E-Y-E-S-U-S. Yeah, we're just going to call you Tedros, okay? He told the attendees at the World Government Summit in Dubai that the warning of 2018 that a pandemic was likely to hit, and he was proven right with the outbreak of the deadly coronavirus. Yeah, okay, so you were proven right, and we knew all this testing was going on, and the world is still ill-prepared for a new pandemic. And so he once again touted the urgent need for a global treaty to be agreed upon by May and dismissed suspicions about the WHO power grab. It's not a power grab at all. No, silly. Are you kidding me? This is about the mission critical for humanity. This is about our safety. It's not about the World Health Organization trying to seize power. Oh, that is just silly. You are silly. It could be a virus that's caused by influenza, a new coronavirus, or a new pathogen, maybe from the CEZ. He doesn't say that. That was from me. But the world is still not prepared for the pandemic. So what needs to happen is I need to be able to take control and tell people what to do. And so it's not about a power grab, though, okay? This is just Disease X is a hypothetical placeholder for the virus that hasn't even formed yet. It might be 20 times deadlier than COVID-19. We don't know. It's a serious international epidemic that could happen. So we need to be able to take that power and tell people, you know, what needs to, what they can do and what they can't do. But don't be silly. It is not about a power grab. Oh my gosh. Are you worried? No. This is something called mission critical for humanity. So why don't you just shut up? All right, I'll give you the joke of the day. All right, so a little girl is getting tucked into bed, and she's saying her prayers, and the dad tucks her in and listens outside the door, and the little girl says, you know, God bless mommy, God bless daddy, God bless grandma, bye-bye grandpa. And the father said, hey, I couldn't help it over here. He said, bye-bye grandpa. And she said, I don't know, daddy, that just felt like the thing to do. The next day, the grandpa died. So the dad just thought it was a coincidence. So a little while passed, and he was listening to her say her prayers again. And she said, God bless mommy, and God bless daddy, and bye-bye grandma. And the next day, grandma died. So now he's thinking, oh, no, my daughter, you know, I guess she kind of sees things. So he listens to her prayers again, and her prayers are, God bless mommy, and bye-bye daddy. So he is sweating it. I mean, it's his time. So he gets up early, and he goes to work early, and he stays at the office, and he jumps at every little sound. He just has to make it till midnight. He'll be fine. So he makes it till midnight, takes a deep breath, and drives home. And he gets home, and the wife says, my gosh, I've never seen you work so late. What's wrong? And he goes, I've just had the worst day of my life. And she said, I know, me too. You'll never guess what happened. The mailman dropped dead at the front door today. You know you laughed. You know you did. Have a good day.
Stream and subscribe to more Blaze Media content at theblaze.com/podcasts.